Well, guys, we are still in the book of James, so go ahead and open up your book of James or go ahead and flip your phone to the book of James or however you're going to get to the book of James and join me in the book of James. I'm going to be in chapter 3, and I'm going to start in verse 13, and I'm going to go through verse 18. So we're just going to kind of look at those particular verses. And so let's hear from God this morning. Who is wise and understanding among you? And the word wise, that means putting wisdom to where we need it. Understanding is episteme, which means we're going to put it into practice. Who is wise and who is understanding? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. Do you see that? Wise, understanding, good conduct, meekness, and wisdom. Verse 14. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. That is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Make sure you underline that. The wisdom that comes from the earth, that comes from our society, that comes from all of this, it says is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Not me, James, all right? Verse 16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then it's peaceable and gentle, it's open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, guys, we live in a time where a lot of people spend a lot of time on the internet. And sometimes I'm no different because I like to kind of see what's going on. I don't watch the news. Since all these streaming services on, I don't ever really watch regular TV except when there's a football game on, Go Dogs. But other than that, you know, I just either stream a show or I just don't have time to watch TV. So sometimes I keep up on the internet. One of the things that is just blasting the internet over and over and over again is life hacks. Do you know what life hacks are? Okay, these are some ideas that some people come up with that say like, hey, this will make your life easier if you do this. This could make your life better. Did you know you could do this or this or this? And it would just make your life easier. It's called a life hack. You know, you can do this hack and make your life easier. I want to show you some. The first one here, if you're ever losing keys or can't figure out what key to use, you can take nail polish and just kind of paint the top. And that's a pretty good life hack, you know, and that way, the green key opens this door, the yellow key opens this. Okay, another good life hack. If you can't afford a Bluetooth speaker, then you could take a toilet roll and you could put the thing in there. Now, if you saw this in the Apple store, it'll probably cost you about $400, but you can make a life hack, you know, just out of some pins, push pins, and it'll make the sound a little bit louder. Let's do another one, Tony. My roommate needed this in college, okay? If there's this smell in your dorm room, it says, tape a dryer sheet over the AC unit and turn it on, and then you get this fresh smell, kind of like the things we put in our car, right? It's a good life hack. Just take a dryer sheet or something, put it on there, and make the whole room smell fresh. Let's do one more. Toothbrush holder. Everybody needs a toothbrush holder. You know, who wants to put their toothbrush in the little jar, or who wants to lay it on the thing, and it, you know, what if the bristle touches someone else's bristle? You know, it's weird. So here's a life hack that worked, but not all life hacks are good. There's some crazy life hacks. Let's look at some that aren't so good. This guy said, hey, here's a way to get your meal free every time. Just when the bill comes, subtract that from the tip and just put zero. Now, he thinks that's going to work. Of course, Visa doesn't think that's going to work, and I'm sure when the police get a hold of him, he's going to pay much more than the $84.90. Let's look at another one that is kind of a crazy. They said if you have trouble seeing your screen on your iPhone, you could just put it in water and you see how it magnifies it. Not a very good or smart not a very smart way to go. Now, but let me set up this next one before Tony puts it up. Back when I was growing up in the 60s, we had these TV trays. You know, you would sit in front and you would take the things and you would snap them down and you had these TV trays. And a lot of people don't have these TV trays. Did you know you can make your own? Show it, Tony. You just take a toilet seat, put it around your neck, and you could eat. Probably not very smart, especially if you just freshly got it off of the toilet. You know, it's not going to make for a very... So you see, some life hacks are pretty good, and some are crazy. So let's just kind of dive in, because in James, in verse 13, the very first thing he says is, who is wise and understanding among you? And I don't think James is trying to be flippant here. I think he's trying to say, okay, who thinks they're wise? Who thinks they're understanding? And I think that if he were asking us, many of us would say, well, you know, I don't always get it right, but for the most part, I'm wise. For the most part, I kind of understand what's going on. So James is saying this, who is wise? In our day and time, many people would say that they're wise, and some more so in other areas, right? This is what he says going on in verse, the rest of verse 13 through 14. By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. So James is basically, James is adamant. James is he's excited about people showing and living what they say. In other words, people can judge what you believe by the way that you act. And so James is saying, you know, your actions have got to match your beliefs. And oftentimes in our world, they don't. He says, for example, you know, if you tell anybody, like, oh, I'm a Christ follower, but then you are cutting people off in traffic and you're giving them the you're number one, but with the wrong finger, or you're blowing your horn, or you're angry all the time, are you showing the love of Christ? No, you're showing what he says here. You have bitter jealousy or selfish ambition. Well, you cut me off. I should be one car ahead of you. You know, in the long run, it doesn't matter on 75, because you're both going to sit there and you're going to be staring at each other for a long time, you know? Don't boast and be false to the truth. James, in this passage, he is going to set up like false wisdom and true wisdom. And he's saying false wisdom comes from here and true wisdom comes from here. And he wants us to understand the difference. He's saying that true wisdom is from above. It's characterized by humility and meekness. It's selfless. It's serving. Think about Jesus. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he comes in and humbled himself as a servant. He washed the dirty, smelly, stinking feet of his disciples. He served. He was meek, not weak. He was meek. And James is saying that true wisdom and from above is filled with that. False wisdom, on the other side, is jealous, it's bitter, and it's selfish. It says, for the most part, follow your heart, follow your emotions. If you want it, go after it. If you want to do something else, do it. Whatever you feel is all right. It seeks pleasure. It seeks power. It seeks possessions. But following your heart, according to Jeremiah, he reminds us that the heart is more deceitful than anything. Think about our culture today. Anything that you want to believe, you can believe. For example, and I'm not going to rant on this. I would like to one day, but the whole idea of gender, where one day I could wake up and I could say, you know what? I feel like a woman today. So I'm going to dress like a woman. And if you don't address me as her or she, then you are doing hate speech towards me, and I'm going to take you to court. And so James is looking at this, and this is, 2,000 years ago, he's looking at the same kind of thing that's going on. People are believing what they want to believe. What I believe is okay. If I believe the sky is pink, you believe the sky is blue, fine, have your own, but I'm right. You may think you're right. You may be right, but I think it's this way. If I say I can walk on water and you say you can't walk on water, that's my truth. I can believe whatever I want. And James is saying that kind of wisdom is not smart. Following your heart. You know, I wanted to be a professional basketball player till I went to college. You know, in high school, I was pretty tall. You know, I was normal for a forward, 6'1", thinking like, okay, that's good. I get to college, I'm like the shortest guy there. It's like, well, what happened? You guys just hit a growth spurt? It's like, no, you hit your growth spurt like in sixth grade and it's over, Paul. You know, now your growth spurt's this way. But no matter how much I believe that I wanted that I could be a great basketball player, I would never be a great basketball player. See, what we believe, what following our heart is not always wise. And that's what James is trying to tell us. He's saying true wisdom is from above, is characterized by this. In Jeremiah, he tells us the heart is deceitful. So when he says that this false wisdom, it's like we're following our heart. We're following our emotions. Whatever I want it to be, it'll be. Whatever it is, you know. And this is what he says in verse 15. And this is what really hit me. This is not wisdom that comes down from above, but it is earthly, it's unspiritual, and it's demonic. Do you see that? We live in a time and culture where we try to write the devil out. You know, it's not the devil, it's just bad vibes. Oh, it's not the devil, you just kind of got yourself into this own thing. No, the scripture's clear. We fight a real battle in the heavenly places, not in the earthly realm. In the earthly realm, we fight against three things. We fight against our own flesh and our desires. I want it. I want it so bad that I'm willing to lie, cheat, steal, you know. Like the guy with the, hey, I'm just going to write off my bill. You know, doesn't matter if it hurts anybody else because it's right for me. And that's fighting the flesh. Another one is we fight the culture, the world. It tells us what we ought to believe. And if you don't believe this, then you're the enemy. And we're going to yell at you and throw things at you, all in love, because we want everybody to get along, right? We want everybody to tolerate everybody else. But if you don't believe what I believe, then I'll show you what tolerance really means. You know, that's the culture we live in. And then it says we also fight against the enemy, Satan, the devil. And he is doing whatever he can to try to separate us from God's word, to separate us from each other, to separate us from feeling worthy that Christ would die for us, that we've been born again. How many times have we walked down the aisle and prayed at the altar and we said, God, you know, I am sorry. I repent of everything I've done. And we go out, and then the next week, you know, we would come back and say, oh, God, I messed up again. You probably hate me. He doesn't hate you. He doesn't hate you. He loves you so much. He sent Jesus to die for you. He's going to continue to discipline you. He's going to continue to try to guide you back onto the straight and narrow way. But understand this, he loves you with a love we can't even imagine. True wisdom, James says, comes from above. False wisdom doesn't. So where do we turn to for wisdom? Where do you get your wisdom from? Well, if it's financial wisdom, sometimes I go to Donald or Steve because, you know, Donald's a CPA and Steve's just really good with numbers and stuff. And so I might say, like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And they both kind of roll their eyes at me and say, why in the heck would you do that? So I got financial advice saying, don't do that, you know. If you're sick and you're feeling bad or whatever, the best place to go is probably to a doctor. If you go on the internet and you start looking at all of the symptoms you have, you're going to find out that you are the 0.001% that has this terminal disease and you're going to die in 6 days. You know, it's because, oh, God, I got this symptom. I got this symptom. I got this symptom. Oh, no, I've got this. And it's like, no, you don't have this. You just have a hangnail or something, you know. And so where do we turn to for wisdom? Many people, though, however, turn to social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. And they're looking for the latest trends and advice. And James is saying, and if you look in the Greek there, he's saying, what you've done is just put a toilet seat over your head to make a tray. I'm pretty sure that's what it says in the Greek right here. You know? All you've done is put a toilet seat around your neck. Society is wrong. If you want to believe any truth, you can find an expert that will agree with you. If you believe that the sky is pink, you could go on the internet right now and you could probably find a bunch of people with fake degrees that say, yes, the sky is pink. We only perceive it as blue. And you can find something that will back up whatever lie you want to believe on the internet. It doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on, you can find something that will back you up. In fact, the biggest section in bookstores now is self-help, where people go in, they're looking for a life hack. They're looking for something that will help them, you know, to succeed or feel successful or feel better about themselves. And again, it's just worldly wisdom. Hey, you know, I got some ideas. Why don't you take a toilet paper thing and stick a, you know, your iPhone in there and I've got a Bluetooth speaker, you know? There's some life hacks, there's some advice, there are some things that we can believe and we can look for towards the wisdom, but a lot of times the wisdom that we receive from the world is false wisdom. I'm reminded of a story I saw on the internet, I guess several years ago. No, it wasn't even on the internet, it was on TV. The other guy was on TV. There was an Asian guy on TV sitting on a yacht with a bunch of half-dressed girls going like, you could be rich, you could be rich. Just tell your no-good friends, go away, don't come see me anymore, you know? It's like, well, who's going to do that? Because I don't have any no-good friends, and I started thinking, maybe I'm the no-good friend, you know? I'm the one in the crowd. But the thing I saw on the internet, there was a guy, and he had like on this $100,000 Rolex watch. And his advice. He says, you know, you can make a lot of money. He says, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I did. I started a business that I really didn't care about. I just started a business. And with that business, I got 4 credit cards. And with those 4 credit cards, I was smart enough not to put it in my name. And I put it in the business name. And so I went out with the 4 cards and I bought this $100,000 Rolex watch. Now, I'm going to take it to a pawn shop today. I'll probably get 80 grand for it. And then once I get the cash, I'm going to dissolve the company. And he goes, that's a quick way to make $80,000 in your hand. And I'm thinking, you posted this on the internet, you dummy, because that's not wise, because the IRS people already got you tracked. They know your name. Everything is out there. They know who you are. It's a quick way to go to jail. But how many people would watch something like that and think like, you know what? Maybe I could get away with that. It's the wisdom of the world, and it doesn't matter how it hurts somebody else. You believe your truth, I'll believe mine. There's people that out there that want to marry their cat, and there are websites that will help you marry your cat. Gender and biology don't matter anymore. Anatomy doesn't matter anymore. You could be whatever or whoever you want. Ethics don't matter. You know, people trying to get rich by stepping over other people. We see families. With all this wisdom that we have, has it made us any better? No, we're not happier. We're seeing families torn apart. We're seeing marriages torn apart, relationships. We're more stressed. We're angrier. There's more division. That's the world we live in. Are we getting better with this wisdom that we're employing from the world? In America, we have a problem. We have a problem in America, and it's called rugged individualism. Now, our whole country was based on that. We have a hard idea, a hard time serving with the idea of serving Jesus as our king or as our Lord, because we had a king once, and we kicked him out. We don't need no king. We're American, you know? There was a time when I was a kid growing up, and people say, you know, if you study hard and you do all the right things, you one day could be the president of the United States. And that was something to aspire to. Now, nobody even listens to the president of the United States except to make fun of him. Trump was in office. It's just every time he tweeted something, everybody was just, what a stupid, stupid, stupid. Biden gets up there. He's just stupid, 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 stupid. It doesn't matter who gets there. We have no respect for the people that are put in leadership over us because we are rugged individuals. We're going to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We're going to do it our own way. I don't need anybody's help. Oh, yeah, Jesus, I love you. I need you, but I really don't need you because I can do it on my own. We're always searching here in America for what's going to make us happy, what's going to make us feel complete. And we keep missing the mark because we will not humble ourselves in meekness and experience the true wisdom that comes from God. 1 Corinthians says this, and because of him, and that's God, because of God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. Righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. In other words, that is all we have. The grace, the mercy, the love of God, which gives us, bears us, makes us born into righteousness, to be sanctified, to be redeemed. Jesus is the wisdom from God, and he says that he is the way, that he is the truth, and he is the life. And when we come to him, we can experience that. But all the things out here are just like when Satan took Jesus to the top of the temple and said, hey, look, Jesus, I can give you all this. And Jesus quotes scripture back to him when Jesus, all he had to say was, it's already mine. It's already mine. What are you offering? Every day we're tempted by the same things. And society and our enemy and our flesh holds it up and says, look at this shiny apple. Don't you want to take a bite? So where does true wisdom come from? For me, it boils down to just this one thing. Are we listening to the voice of Jesus? Are we listening to his word, his truth, his way, his life? Are we listening to that, or we can't hear it because we're so busy listening to the crowd? Are we listening to Jesus, or are we listening to the crowd? Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for James to be so zealous about the truth. Father, we don't want to hang toilet seats around our neck and say we're wise. We want to be your people. We want to be wise in your word. So, Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would just fill us with conviction, that you would fill us with power to stand up for what we know is right, to stand up in truth, but to do so in such a way that we are humble and meek and that we are serving. Father, I pray that the world would know that we are Christ followers by our love. And Father, we pray all this in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.